So the yen has been under intense pressure in recent days, that is dollar-yen higher, first on the back of the Japan election result and then exacerbated by broad-based dollar demand as risk-off flows dominate global markets. However, with dollar-yen surging higher, positioning now looks stretched. The broader dollar downtrend remains intact, and we think the market may have overdone the aggressiveness of its yen sell-off. Investors are pricing in a very loose monetary policy and fiscal stance under Takaichi, but her ability to push through such measures is far from assured. She does not hold a parliamentary majority and will likely need centrist coalition partners, which could constrain her more nationalist or expansionary ambitions. Her more moderate tone in the final days of the campaign, widely seen as a factor behind her success, suggests she is pragmatic enough to compromise. Public frustration with inflationary pressures will also act as a brake on overly aggressive stimulus, forcing her to balance populist promises with the realities of governance. At the same time, the Bank of Japan is likely to continue with its gradual tightening path, and any sharp shift away from existing plans would require a significant external shock. In practice, only a fraction of the ambitious agenda may be delivered, especially with pressure from international partners wary of unchecked yen weakness. In short, while politics and global risk sentiment have driven heavy yen selling, the structural backdrop argues against sustained weakness. As the gap between election rhetoric and governing realities becomes clearer, market enthusiasm for aggressive yen shorts could fade, leaving dollar yen vulnerable. Look for additional upside in dollar yen to be well capped ahead of 155 in favor of a meaningful reversal back in the yen's favor over the coming days. That's all for now.